Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is the 63rd Psalm. O God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary, to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth offers praises with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it will go into the depths of the earth. They will be delivered over to the power of the sword. They will be a prey for foxes. But the king will rejoice in God. Everyone who swears by him will glory. For the mouths of those who speak lies will be stopped.
When you feel fear begin to rise, how do you typically respond? If you're a believer, the next time you face anxiety, pause to ask yourself the following questions. Has God ever failed me in the past? Does he promise to meet all my needs? Does he keep his promises? If we read the Bible, we'll find countless stories of God's faithfulness. For example, the Apostle Paul lived through persecution, pain, and all kinds of terrible circumstances. Yet he was able to make the bold declaration that God weaves it all together for the good of his followers. This testifies to the fact that for those who trust in Jesus Christ, God turns every difficulty, loss, and separation into something beneficial. Whatever we read in Scripture, whether it's a story about Abraham, Sarah, Job, Hannah, David, Isaiah, Jonah, John, Paul, or others, we see God's constant love and care for his people. His word is a lamp that will give us clear guidance when circumstances are bleak. It offers the best direction we'll ever find. When we meditate upon it, pray over it, grapple with it, and incorporate it into our life, his light chases away the darkness. God, the sovereign ruler of this universe, is in control of your life. And when you read your Bible, believing it and meditating on it, you'll find genuine strength in his promises.